We on Daf Lamed Amid Beis. Let us start again from Boy Minei Imereimel. Hanei Moni Dekunye Malish Damushe Bohu Pepischa. Are you permitted to use the Chometz Dike Kalem? These were Kli Cheres, which were coated with lead. So the Gemara says as follows. Yeroi Keloiti Boiloch. So if this the covering was made out of a certain type of earth, certain type of mineral, which was very absorbent, loyte boiloch, the vade asiri. It's icha boileya, so it won't help lagabi aklicheres at all. Kiti boiloch uchmi vechivri. The shaila is, if we have black and white ones, this was a different type of material, is this sufficient to make a barrier? As the Ran says, we'll consider it a kli matchis, or does Evadin have a kli cheres? So the Gemara says further, Beheche de isbu kaltufni, if there are cracks in this coating, loiti boiloch, the vade yasiri. Kiti boiloch de shi. The shaila is, if it is smooth. So now we have the shaila. Uchmi vechivri, and it is smooth. Omalei, so he answered him, chazine lohu de midaisen. I see that it sweats, it runs out of the bliya. Alme boli, so I see it's beileye, vasiri. Da teira idal klichere shene yoitze midedof yoiloilo. Frag de gemore umayishna le inyen yayinesach. By yayinesach, it's differently. The dorish mereima moni de kunye, bein uchme, bein chivri, bein yeroiki, shori. Vechitayim ayayin esach de rabbonon chometz de reise. Akol de tikkun rabbonon kein de reise tikkun. So memeila, so that's not a good reason to differentiate between yayin esach and chometz. Omalei ze tashmisha yedei chamin. Chometz is tashmisha yedei chamin. So if there was a bliye a yedei chamimus, so memeila, then you can't kasher it. Ze tashmisha yedei tzoinon. The case by Moni de Kunye is speaking about that there was Tashmish Yedei Tzoyna. So then you could kasher it. Mishnah Brura brings down a Kli Cheres that was Beileyet Al Tzaloch of Kovosh Kemevushul. That means he had a Mashke that was there over 24 hours. Hagola helps, even though it's a Kli Cheres. So Memela, that's what the Gemara is answering. The tzir of yayin nesach, as Rashi says, the tzir of yayin nesach leinishtamish by ela tzaynon. So even though there was a bliye, kovish kimibushul, but there hagola will help on that bliye. A bliye al yedei chamin, then we have a klal, a klicheres in the yoytze midei dof yoylo oylo. Let us see Taisus. Hatayra heida al klicheres. She'ein yoytze midei dof yoyla oylam, dechsiv be yeshover. So when we look at the Gemara seems to put together two inyonim. Inyon number one, chazinelu demidaisi, that we can see that there's oozing out, dripping out, sweating, whatever it is, we can see that the bliye is coming out from the keli. Alma boli, so we see it's baileya. And then the Morgan brings a posik. A teira idak li cheresh eni yoytze midei dof yeloilo. So Taisus has a problem with the Gemara. Vim toima, teipak lei de chazine lohu de midaisi. Why do you have to bring a posik? That alone, that it's midaisi, vahaino achar hagolet. And al kochach the midaisi is even after hagolet, It also runs out. It also sweats. The lifnei hagola shakelim nami midaisi. So in order to understand Taisus, let us just see the Marsha. The Marsha explains what Taisus is asking. The Marsha is bedafia Marshots davova medalev. Ve'im taima, zok te marsha, ibin goes on Taisus kasha, teipek lei, de chazinen, Lohu demidaisi, vahaino acha hagol, ad kan lashayna, ratzoloyma. Tal kolchoch dechazinu lo demidaisi, hani moni dekunye, if the Gemara says we see that it sweats, that the bliya comes out, hainu shebluon nikya mibifnim. So Tosfos and the Habamina learned pshat, that one was able to see the bliya was nikya mibifnim, Gam acher hagola. After hagola, you can still witness the bliya oozing out. Va'al kein, va'al kolchoch, lefum svore dahashte. The way Tosfos understood pshat in the Gemara, that the Gemara means, number one, midaisa means it's oozing out from the inside portion of the keli. If that is pshat in the Gemara, gora mikli cheres. So this is worse than a kli cheres. Ta'al kochoch ein buluan niker acher haga'ole shalem. By a kli cheres, al kochoch, you can't see with the naked eye that the bli is coming out. Tim kele itzuch buna mikrodi yishover. So al kochoch, if the Gemara has to prove that you can't kash a kli cheres, the Gemara brings a posik. Not a scientist. Posik state yeshova. So Weistays, if we would study the klicheres, we would have started maybe kashering thyself. So the Gemara brings, but the posik says yeshova. From the posik I see that kashering doesn't help. Here the Gemara says, kashering won't help because I can see with the naked eye, you can see how it's oozing out the tam. So it's worse than a klicheres. So why does it, the Gemara have to be Messiah, given the chazina, the midais of a Torah, he eat al klicheres? This is much worse than a klicheres. A klicheres, you need a posik to tell me that heksha doesn't help. And here you're telling me that after hagola you can see that it's oozing out, so you see be'einecho that you can't kasher it. The if ne hagola koma zuktach the barsha, if we'll say pshat, that what the Gemara means, the midais is before you kasher it. Zbani money the kunya the midais. Im kei leke raya mikro de leshvinu ki klicheres, and you can't bring a raya from the posik that this is similar to klicheres. No sha keilim deine klimatris the klishet of nami midaisi koidem hagola. Other keilim are also midaisi koidem hagola. Umahani bu hagola. Och nami neime bamona de kunya de manu hagola. So that was Tosfos kasha. The Tosfos and the Havamina learned that we could see it's oozing out from the inside. Now Kochach, it's speaking about after Agola. If you see before Agola, all Kalim are Midaisi Koidem Agola. So that's not right, it's like a Klicheres. So Kochach, it's after Agola. So this is even worse than a Klicheres. A Klicheres, you need a posik to tell me that Agola is not Maflit, the whole Bliya, and here it's Nikilei Naya. So that's Taisus Kosher. Let's see in the Benik Taisus. I mean, Taima, Taipa Klei, why do you have to bring a posik at Taire Eidah? Why do you need a posik? Typically the chazin alhuda midaisa. Bahainu achar hagola. And if akoponim, the gemara built from that we see the midaisa, so it must mean after hagola. Dilifnei hagola, shakelim nami midaisi. Other kelim are also midaisi. Vyeshloim. Deloira mairi, koide magola. It's speaking about that we can see that it's midaisi koidem agol. Uchamoyshe perisha kuntras bavaydezo. We have the Rashi beyos also. The midaisi bachutz. Before agola, you see that the bliya penetrates, that on the outside side, you can see it's oozing out. But even the midaisi mi bachutz, bolitve. So there we see that it is boileya agivalt. So, al kochach, then it is halacha of a klicheres. So the Masha explains, the midaisi mi bachutz, begoru boho mishar keile, yesh la shvoisim ki klicheres, midaisi nami mi bachutz, koidem angolosom. And this we can understand the way we explained last week. The Svasema says there are two inyonim by Blias. There's a Blia of Tam. That's one thing. And then there's a Blia of a Be'en. And the Klicheris is by Leia the Be'en. And the proof of the pudding is that it's Midaisi Mibachus. So Memela, since this has similar characteristics to a Klicheris, somebody has Hilchus Klicheris that you can't kasher. Now Taisus is asking now a new kasher. The Gemara brought down a statement that a Klicheris you can't kasher. A Taira he ida Klicheris in a yaitze midei dof yaila oila. Echsibe yishova. You could kasher it. You put it in a kiln. The bezvachim beperik tamchatas porich vladrinu lekivshaynis. The Gemara asked on the klicheres of the Beis Hamikdash, let's put them into a kivsha. V'amai kederes b'migdash yishaveru. U'meshani lefishen kivshaynis b'Yerushalayim. Practically, there's no eitza what to do because there weren't any kivshaynis in Yerushalayim. Oh yes, kibshainis, but lo yitzri there would have been kibshainis. Shoru bachzor le kibshainis. So how could the Gemara say a statement at Torah heido al klicheres ein yaitzim midei doif yola oilam? If we see from the Gemara that a kibshin helps, a kibshin can kasha a klicheres. V'chein la eloma the Gemara before also that's bekiyas and zvachim. But now you don't even need Bekiyas. The Gemara said, the Gemara is the kasher, why can't you kasher akdeire? Dilme chayis alo. The Gemara says he might be chas on it, because of the mishum de poke. The Gemara said, let's make a hesek mibifnim, even not a kipshon. The Gemara said, let's make a hesek mibifnim, dilme chayis alo. Maybe he won't make a good hechsher. Olav hochi. Aba vaistois. Shorik deiris b'hesek mibifnim. I feel without a kibshon, a hesek mibifnim, a normal hesek is also sufficient. V'chein oma, the Gemara said later by Buchye, imalye gumri shapir domi. If you fill it up with coals from the inside, it's taka good, it's sufficient. V'oimer Rabbeinu Tam, v'zeloi choshev yoitze midei dofyoi. That is not considered that you can kasher it yoytz mi day dofya. The kivin sheheseker, you may a hesek with it, nase kichli chodosh. So this is mamish like aponim chadoshes. This is a new keli. What the Gemara means, the lotion of a yoytz mi day dofya means you have the old keli and you can kasher it. This process is like you're making it a new keli. The kivin she'aseka nasa kichli chodosh. She came derech klicheres k'shoisen oisei naisen oisei bekivshan lahasika. So that's called like a new keli. Period. V'im toima v'heichi maisi rai midersiv yeshov afaktit satoisus atzveite kasha. The Gemara brought a rai. From that a klicheres is yeshove, that you can't kasher it. Do megzeres hakosavu. Maybe you could kasher it, but it's megzeres hakosav. Where meichi teisi she say it's megzeres hakosav? So teisi brings a raya. The filu toloi ba'avir hatano. Even the Gemara says, Shaila, what would be if he put food that did not touch the walls of the Tano? Tolei ba'avir ha'tame, boi hosam romi b'chome, ikoped rachmona abishol b'loi b'lua iloi. The Gemara has a Shaila, maybe the Torah was marked, but even though there was no b'liya whatsoever. Tolei ba'avir ha'tame, also you have to break the Tano. So you see, Klo, the Gemara understood it's a Xeris HaKosel. Fellow, without a Bliye, you have to break the Tano. So what's the Rai Bechlau that Heksha doesn't help? V'shloima de lechlina choyshis moyo shtifa merike afilu bebishla balua. By a klina choyshis yikin kasha. Im kain, ma she hikpid beklicheres abishul beloi belua, Aina lefisha soy kebishel chabulu. That's pshat. He says, the whole havim of the Gemara is, that's for zicha. Whenever there's a bliya, whenever you could be mafkiya the bliya, some amela, there's nothing wrong with the keli. And that's why, by a kli shetev and a kli nechoshes, helps the kasha. So that's what the Torah was makbid by kli cheres, because a kli cheres is a keli that you can't kasha. So memele, so the Gemara Rashael, maybe the Torah was makbid, that a filo didn't have a bliya, they gave the keli a din, like roi bishule. Roi bishul is aydei bliya. So they gave it a din, ke'ilu bola. But if heksha would help, so a filo bola alone is gonish, then the Gemara wouldn't have any shayla whatsoever. So memele, that is why the Gemara is a tzad that it shouldn't help heksha. Because they gave it a din of balua. And the one says a din of balua, so Hechsher doesn't help. Well, the Rabbeinu Tam, according to the Rabbeinu Tam said, Amuyim Diki Yisot. Rabbeinu Tam said that Hechsher of a Kli Cheres is equivalent to Aponim Chadoshes. It's called that the old Keli is non-existent anymore. You have here a new Keli. And that what the Gemara says, Aklicheres and Yaitzim Ideidaf Yoloilom, means the old Keli cannot remain in existence and be kosher. If you make upon him Chadoshes, you make it a new Keli, so then it's good. So that's equivalent to Shvira. Rabbeinu Tam Yesh Lahakshes Tanur Shenitmo, if a Tanur became Tomei, So the only way you can be mitayr the tanu is by breaking it into three halakim, even the choshev ka'acher. If we say that al yedei hesek, it's considered like aponim chadoshes. The old keli is not here anymore. Levedlei hesek v'suloi. So just make a hesek, heat up the oven, it'll become toyer. Nirla Rajbo, the Davke Bekdere, Shein Darko Lahasik, Shemachsiran Oyselikiv Shainois, Davke Akdere, that it's not the Derech to be Masik, the Kedere. So if you put it in a Kivshe, oh, it's Poyim Chadoshi Shemorakat. So then that's equivalent upon him Chadoshis. Abotano Korsho, Beshom Masikim Bebefnim, Volavke upon him Chadoshis Domi, Mitzorich Shvire. So the Rashba answered that ain't a chanami take. By a kedera take, if you want to be metaira kedera, you'll put it into a kivsha. You'll be masik it. That's called upon him chadoshes. But by a tano, the hesek is not upon him chadoshes. According to Taisvis, Lachair is a bissel schwer. The Rosh is chaylik under Rabbeinu Tam b'miktas. The Rosh says, Taisvis put into made one kugel out of kivshainis in hesek also. Taisvis has takasha, you see, a kedere helps hesek mibifnim, only al tchayis, and thus a taisvis held hesek is also sufficient to give it a din of aponim chadoshes. Now Taisvis says, by a tanur, it's not called aponim chadoshes, because that's the seder hashimush of a tanur, or a hesek, In a kedere, that's called aponim chadoshes. So according to Taisvis, is a bissel shvelech l'chayre de gemores kashe. The gemores is the kashe. Amai kom harav kederes bepesach yishaveru. Since we just learned that you could kashe it, you could make hesek. So why do you say kederes bepesach yishaveru? So according to the Rabbeinu Tam, Yishaveru meant afke, literally you have to break it. If you'll make a hesek, that's also called Yishaveru. Kederes, was hat Rav Shein gesagt? Haben Sie Kederes bepeisach Yishaveru? The Rabbeinu Tam holds that's called the aponim chadoshes is considered a shvire of the old keli, and aponim chadoshes bolakan. It will be metaira kederes. Al shvire, that's called a shvire. So what is the kasha of Rav? The according to the Rosh, it's very good. The Rosh holds only kivshainis is called aponim chadoshes. He doesn't hold that the hesek is called aponim chadoshes. According to the Rabbeinu Tam, Bar Hesek is also called Ponim Chadoshes. So Lachere Shtikol Ha'ores. So what was the Gemara's Kasha and Rav? Maybe that's what Rav means. Kederes Bepesach Yishebeiro. Oder Azoy, Oder Azoy, Oder Metlomdes, Oder Bepoyu. Zog the Gemara weiter. Omar Rove Bar Abbe, Omar Rafchiye Bar Ashi, Omar Shmu. Kol ha-kelim sh'nishtamshu behen chometz b'tzaynon. All the kelim that the shimush b'chometz was b'tzaynon, mishtamish behen matzah. So you could use hot matzah in these kelim. Chutz min bei sa'oyer. But a bei sa'oyer hoyu shechimutzay koshe, a bei sa'oyer that's chimutzay koshe, so memele, then one is not permitted to use hot matzah. Omar Rabashi ubeis charoises ke beis sa'ir shechemutzei koshe domi. Let us see Rashi. Rashi says beis charoises kli shenaisnim boi chaimetz v'chol dovo sheyesh loy kihui. Everything that has acid in it. Or gim litnam boi kemach v'osi letavo boi bosa kol yameis hashone. Vakemach mischametz machmas hakiyui veloshen charoises kiyui. Beisoyer kli sheishe shoyre maneches boyas asoyer. Venois nosoy beise upomim shohu shoye sham belaylo. So this lemaise is lemaise can be machmetz matze chamo. Omarove hani agni de mechuze. These were kneading troughs, hoyol otadiri lemelish bohu chamire, or mashabu chamire, they were always, busy using it, they were kneading in them, and they left it there. Kebeis sa'ir shechamutzi koshadomi. So this is equivalent to a base sa'ir. Frag the Gemara Pshite, Gemara Mardetaimek, even the Reviche, since this is a very large keli, shalit bohu avire, veloi boli. It's Kamash Malon that it is Beileya. Zogt Rashi, Agni Areveis. Zogt the Mishneh weiter. Nochi Shehuve es Yisrael Alchemtsoi Achar HaPesach. As Yisrael Alchemtsoi, Achar HaPesach Mutter Bahano. The Mishneh means as follows. Nochi Shehuve es Yisrael Alchemtsoi. The Nochi lent the Goy money. The Nochi lent the Yid money. Al Chemtzoi. Rashi says, and the Kimta of the Gemara, that is, according to Rove, and we'll come to that Lamed Aleph Amed Beis, we'll see that this Rashi is a little problematic. Rashi does not bring down the Kimta the way the Gemara says it. But Al Koponim, just let the Bible say Pshat in the Mishnah. Nochi Shehuve es Yisrael al Chemtzoi. He lent the Goy lent him money, and the Goy was holding his Chometz. The Chometz was Meshubit to the Goy. That means if the Yid won't pay up, he'll be able to be Goy with the Chometz. The Yid didn't pay up. Is Achar HaPesach Mutter Ba'ano. So this Chometz is Mutter Ba'ano. It's Mutter Ba'ano. This is considered Chometz Shel Akum She'over Olov HaPesach. The Yisroel She'hilve Es Nochi Al Chemtzoi. The other way around. A Yid lent a Goy money, and the Goy was Meshabed his Chometz to the Yid. Is Achar HaPesach Osabano. So this is considered Chometz Shel Yisroel She'over Olov HaPesach. Zogt Rashi, Nochi Shehilve Es Yisroel Mois. A Goy lent a Yid money Al Chemtzoi Koidem HaPesach. The Halvo was Al Chemtzoi Koidem HaPesach. Ve'over Olov HaPesach. So Al Chemtzei means he was Meshabed, his Chometz. That means if he won't pay up, so he can be Goyve, the Choyv, from the Chometz. Va'ovar Olov HaPesach, and Pesach passed by. מותר בהנו, ולכמי בגמורה מוקילו, the Gemara will later set ein, this is according to Rove, כשר הינוי אצלוי בבייסוי, that the chometz the whole time was בבייס האקו. That means בשעס תהלבו, the Yid gave him the chometz, not only was משאבד the chometz to him, but he gave the chometz was in the goy's house. Bishoye etzel anochi kol yemoisa pesach. So the whole time, kol yemoisa pesach, it was by the goy. De kiven de mota zimnei veloi pore. Now, that's nothing yet. Kiven de mota zimnei, so when the zman piroin came, that means, let us say for practical purposes, that the Zman Peroim is Rosh Chodesh Iyar. The Alvo was Rosh Chodesh Nissen, was the Alvo for a month. He was Meshabed the Chometz. He gave the Chometz. The Chometz was Bershus HaAkum for a month. And then the day that the Chometz asked to, the Chayv has to be paid up was Rosh Chodesh Iyar. Rosh Chodesh Iyar, the Yid says, I don't have what to pay up. So Mamela said, the guy says, no, if you're not paying me up, so I'll take this chometz for the piroin of the chayv. This chometz that was meshubit to me for the chayv, so I'll make a gviye from the chometz. The kiven the moto zimne veloi pore. Since when this man piroin came and he as yet did not pay him up, umechusar gevaino nami loihavi. The chometz, kol yemei ha-pesach, was not mechusar givayne by the goy. That means it was birshus ha-akum, the whole Pesach. Sherei etz loy noson, because it was by the goy. Igoli milse lemafreya, lemisho shehina etz loy habididei. So it's a goli milsalam afrei, the bishas, he gave it to him, it's considered his. So we see here, the chsam seifer, stelt sich nicht zu sagen, that Rashi is going, if you hold yesh breire. If you hold yesh breire, so the gather of shibud is, we'll see later in the Gemara, the gather of shibud is that I have the malve has a schus gviyeh, a schus gviya to be goive from this moment. And it depends. If the loiv is mesalakim bezuzei, so he didn't have, so he's unable to be goive from this. If the loiv is not mesalak bezuzei, so he has a schus gviya. So there's a svara to say, lemafreyo goive, that if we see that he was not mesalak, he was not misalik the malve with another piroin, so we say goli milsala mafreya the misho sherine etzle avedide. It means 100% his, or it means 90% his. That is debatable. But al koponim, see later in the Gemara. But the malve has enough momoin, enough schusim in the chometz that it should be considered chometz shel akum she'over all over Pesach. The Chsam Sofer says this is a davar muskim. Afilo Rav is also made, we'll see here soon the sugya, Afilo Rav is also made, since it was Echinei Atzlai, since it wasn't mechusa geveine, so it is considered that the kol zman halvo, from the zman of Echinei Atzlai, it's considered Sheloi or Bershusoi Shel Ha'aku, Shel Ha'malve, and therefore it's considered Chomet She'over Olov, it's Chomet Shel Akum She'over Olov HaPesach. Now, the Chsam Soifa Agavuche says, Amu'uyim Dikechidish, which is Mestakim Mechudishtik. The Chsam Soifa says, we paskin Ein Breire. So how does Rashi say Pshat in the Mishnah Yesh Breire? So he says the Mishnah is speaking about Chomet She'over Olov HaPesach. So this whole Issa of Chomet She'over Olov HaPesach is only an Issa of the Rabbonon. midarabonon we pasken yesh breire. So mamele, so that's why Rashi said this pshat in the Mishnah. We'll see, it's not like a gemara daf lamed aleph amud beis. That's what he says. L'chayre etz moiridik mechudishtik. That means l'chayre, we're starting from the second floor. It's brought down in poiskim. What is the halacha if a person cooked meat in a pot? And the meat was safik kosher, safik treif. It was a safik if the meat was a safik derais. It's kosher meat or treif meat. It was a safik on the meat. Now, that safik was never nisbar. Now I'm going to declare a shayla if I can use the pot a day later. So I'll be a lamdan. I'll say, listen, the meat is shiny. Oh, shayla. The meat, we're not eating the meat. Safik darais alachumra. But now to use the pot is an eine ben yoimai. So nois and tam liv gam. So now the pot is only a shayla na darabonon. So now we have a shayla. Was it kosher or trei? It's only a shayla na darabonon. So you say, safik darabonon lekula. So the mefoshim say, you can't start on the second floor. The suffix does not originate on the pot. The suffix is not a suffix on the pot, the suffix is on the meat. And the meat is a suffix deraisa. Now it's negeya din derabono. Good, it's negeya now, that's true, it's negeya. But you can't start clearing now on lagabi the pot, what is the meat? And it's a suffix derabono. The yisoda suffix is a suffix deraisa, which is now is galgul into a derabono. But that does not make it a suffix derabono. L'chayre, here we're speaking about Hilchis Momin. Do we say, Goli Milsele Mafreya, that if it ended up that there was a Gviyah from the Chometz, they weren't Mesalik the Malva from the Chometz, so we say, Le Mafreya Hu Goive, that it is considered Birshusoy of the Malva B'Shas Halvo. So this is a Shaila, a Chayshin Mishpatik a Shaila. It is also Negeya Chomet She'Overol of a Pesach. That is true. But I don't understand how one can assume that we could say Yesh Breire because L'Gabi Chomet She'Overol of a Pesach it's Negeya Adarabona. L'Chayre the Shaila is Chayshin Mishpatik. The Chayshin Mishpat, this is a Shaila in Adaraisa in Momenis. Is it Shaloi? Is it not Shaloi? L'chayre, we should say, ain't breire. About kaponim, as Isaac took Sam Seifer says that's pshat in the Mishnah. That's pshat in Rashi, the way Rashi learns pshat in the Mishnah. Yisroel shehilve es hanochi. Here we have an opposite case. That a yid lent a goy money, and the goy gave him chometz. It's nami, kivin der hinei etzloi. The same way, the other way around. Since the goy left the chometz b'rshus ha-Yisrael, umoto zimnei v'loi porei, is mahi shaited the oisvei kom lei b'rshusei. So also the same thing. From the shas halvo, I say here, Rashi says, kom lei b'rshusei, and it's called chometz shal Yisrael sh'over all over Pesach. Itma. Zok de Gemara, Bal Choyf, you have a Malve. Abaya Oma, Lemafreya Hu Goybe, Verova Oma, Mikan, Ulahaba Hu Goybe. Zok Rashi. Bal Choyf, Ha Malve, Es Chaveiroi, Vishibed Loi Nechosov. She Imloi Efra Loch, Adyo Imploini, Gvei Minechosai. So the Malve is Aschus, that if there will not be a piroin, so he has a schus gviyah from the nechose. V'igiyas man v'loi pora, and he was goive from the nechose. He was goive from the nechose. Now, let us just clarify two inyonim. Inyon number one, Rashi in the Mishnah was speaking about metaltlim that were meshubit to a malve, and we were speaking about metaltalim shehir hinoi etzloi, that was birshus hamalve the whole time. And as a maile, it's not mechusa gevaine. That means it was in the hands of the malve. So here Rashi says, afilu according to Rove, that's what Rashi says in the Mishnah, afilu according to Rove, if it's not mechusa geweine, so it is considered bershus hamalve. If eventually there was a gviya from this chametz libsayif, so we say mishas halva komle bershusay. So we consider bishas halva that it was bershus hamalve. That was Rashi in the Mishneh, and Rashi is saying this according to Rav. Now, here in the Gemara, we're going to have a machlokes Abaye v'Rava. We are not speaking about metaltalim. We are speaking about kalke, which is mechusa geweine. Mechusa geweine means that the kalke is bershus haloive now. The malve, when this man peroin will come and he won't pay up, he has to be goive the kalke from the loive. So it's mechusa geweine. So therefore, this is a darge less than the Seer in the Mishnah. Nachum ala rasi Rashi. Yamalve es chaveiroi v'shibed loy nechosov. The Knei Yeshua says that Rashi said v'shibed loy nechosov because could be Rashi held that Abaye holds shibud alav the yaraise. That means automatically, let us just understand for 1 minute what the gather of shibud is. The gather of shibud is Rashi in his Aneshech explains, Nichsei de inush inon arev in loy. That means just like we understand there's a musig of an orev. What is an orev? Someone that's going to guarantee the choiv. If an orev comes to a malva and he tells the malva, listen here, lend him money, I'm guaranteeing it. So the halacha is, if he guaranteed the choiv, and only because of him, the malva laid out the money, he lent the money, so it's a bemele. So one has that. That's the hilchas oriv. Since the whole halvor was based on, because the malva relied on the oriv, that the oriv is guaranteeing the choiv. So he has a schus to be goive from the oriv. So Rashi in the Zeneshech says nichse de inish inon areven loy. When a malva lends money, he relies on the karkois that the loyve possesses. That's why he lent the money. So therefore, he has a right to be goyve from the kalka. But that is if you hold shibuda the araisa. If you hold shibuda lav the araisa, so it's not an automatic. That's not true. It doesn't work that automatically his kalkois are an orif for the choif. So, Yeshua says Rashi held the right that Abaye hold shibuda lav the araisa. And here we're going to speak a whole sugya of lamafreyu goive, which is zikha dependent in hilcha shibut. So therefore Rashi says v'shibed loy nechosov. We're speaking about that he was mishabed beferish nechosov. That means they made a kinyan chalipin ashtar. He was mishabed his karkois to the malva. And what is the shibut? The shibut is she'im loy ef galoch ad yo employni gvei min nechosai. So that is a schus in the nechosim. Now let us just understand, the schus is that I can take your nechosim. I don't need hakno anymore from you. Like this, by kinyonim, if a karka belongs to Shimon, a Reuben wants to take it, Shimon has to be maknet to Reuben. It won't go out of Shimon's reshus without hakno. The schus of shibud is that I can be goyva, I can take, I have already a schus gviya, a schus lekich, I can take from your nechosim if the choyv won't be paid up by this and this time. V'igiyas man v'loy pora. And what happened? This man came v'loy pora. Abaye omar, so let us see the gemara. Itma bal choyv, abaye omar lamafreyu goyva, Rova Omar Mikan Ulahabo Ugoive. Abai Omar Lamafrey Ugoive. Gviyosoi Shegova Achshav. Thou that is now Goive, the Choiv, Igoli Milse. So again, Igoli Milse Lamafrey, as I stelzach avek, that if the Piroin Achoiv will be al Yedei Gviyas Hashibud, Igoli milse de misho shehilvo omdu nechosov halolu beches kosoi. So it's igoli milse la mafreya that holds man halvo, Diznachosim wa becheskosa. Verova omar, a very interesting lotion, becheskosai. Ashi doesn't say shaloi, it's becheskosai, birshusai. We'll try to explain this a little later, as we progress in the sugya. Verova omar, einon becheskosai. No, it's not becheskosai. Elo mikan ulahaba. It's only becheskosai mikan ulahaba, from the gviya and further. Lakame meforish lamainaf gemine, if it is becheskosai, if it is not becheskosai. So the Gemara weiter. Kol heiche da agdish loive, vizovin loive, if the loive was magdish, or the loive sold the kalke, kula alme loipligi, the osi malve vetorif, the osi malve uporik, Isnan Moisif Oidina Upoides and Achosim Ha'elu. Let us see Rashi. So Rashi says this. Kol heiche da agdish loive nechosov besoich hazman. We have here a case that Reuven borrowed from Shimon $100. He has a karka that's worth $100 that is meshubit to Shimon. Reuven borrowed from Shimon, it's meshubit to Shimon. Now, the loive goes and sells this karke teichazman. Was magdish the karke teichazman. Izovin loive, moichan lacherim. Kula alme loi pligi, afilu lerove. The oma ad achsh ab hoyu bilshus loive, afamedaik the loshen of Rashi, Machloikis of Abaye Verove is it considered Bershus HaMalve? Is it Becheskas HaMalve? So Phil, according to Rove, the Omar Ad Archive wasn't Becheskas HaMalve. So Lechefa wasn't Becheskas HaMalve, so it was Bershus Loive. Is Afil Ule Rove, the Omar Ad Archive, Hoyo Bershus Loive? Moidu dein mechirosoi lacherem mechire. So Rashi, this is a very mechudish teke Rashi. So Rashi says, but the mechire is not a mechire. Vein hegdesh oi hegdesh. Shreimu mushkonim hei le malve. It's meshubit to the malve. Va'af al gab shehein sheloi. Even though this karka belongs to the loive. Einon b'shusoi, v'rachmono omar v'ishke yagdish es beisoi koidish, ma beisoi b'shusoi, af kol b'shusoi. The Gemara says, it's a Gemara in Merube, that a person is not able to make a chalois hegdish on something that he possesses if it is not b'shusoi. Let us just say for 1 minute, what the Gemara is speaking about, and then we'll come back to what Rashi is telling us. The Gemara in Merube says that, let's say, Reuven had a porah, and Shimon steals the porah. Now, the porah belongs to Reuven after it's stolen. I don't say Yovid Mahani, it's Reuven's porah. But the Gemara says, this porah is Shaloi, it belongs to Reuven, but it's not Bershusoi. He can't be mishtamish with it. It's not bishlitosoi. It's his. But it's not bershusoi. So what will be if Reuven will think, no, the por b'chsaivis I nish. Let me at least have some schusim. I'll be magdishit. Lebedek abayis. So the Gemara says the hegdish is in chal. Because the Gemara brings this pasuk. Ish ki hegdish is beisoi kodesh, ma beisoi bershusoi. When the Torah gave a mushel of hegdish, the Torah gave a mushel of something that is bershusoi. So the Gemara tells us, in order to make a chalois hegdish, in order to make a chalois mechire, it is not sufficient that the thing you're selling or being magdish is shaloi, it has to be bershusoi also. And something that's not bershusoi, so it's nigra your bailis, and you're not bekoyach to be magdish. So now Rashi comes and says pshat in our Gemara. That in the same reason, a loive cannot sell a karka amishubedis. That means, even though the karka belongs to the loive, and we said afilo according to Rove, that it's lechayich, it's not bershus hamalve, it's not becheskas hamalve, calls man the teichs man alvo, but al kaponim it's not considered bershus haloyve. That is what Rashi says. It's not considered bershus haloyve. So memele, so Rashi says the mechire is not chal. So he sold something that's not bershusoy. The mechire isn't chal. Let me just say for 1 second, this Rashi is very mechudishtik. Why Rashi said this, we won't go into that problem. But Tosfos in Gittin learns this gemara in a much more logical oifen. Tosfos in Gittin explains that a person can't sell more than he possesses. So that means as follows. The loive, let's say the loive had a karka. So the karka belonged to the loive. But this bailus of the loive is mugbul. That means what will be if you won't pay up by this and this date, so the malva can take the karka. So that is what I possess now. I possess a karka that is mine, but my bailus is mugbul. If I won't pay up by this and this day, he can take it away from me. Is ma mocha rishin l'shenis, I can't sell more than I possess. So memele, if it is mine, but if I won't pay up the choyif, so the malve is a schus in the karka to take away this karka from me. So memele, the loikeach, the koine or hegdish took over how much I possess, but they didn't take. But Rashi doesn't learn like that. Rashi is a new mahalach. Rashi says that the shibud that the malve has on this karke, there's a medical difference between Rashi and Tosfos, was something chal. Was there a mechire? According to Rashi, the whole thing is a joke. Nothing ever happened. According to Tosfos, there was a mechire, lisman. That means how much I possess, that's how much I can sell. So if it's only mine, it's my karka, but he has a schus to take it away after 30 days. So whatever I possess goes over to the lekeach, goes over to Hegdish. But according to Rashi, the mechire isn't chal at all. There was no mechire. You cannot be magdish, you cannot sell a dovo she'enei b'shusa. To osi malve v'torif, so the malve can go to the lekuches, mina lekuches bechinam. It can take away the karka bechinam. But also malve uporik mina hegdish bedover muet. Kedei, he has to give hegdish something. Not meikaradin. No, kedei shelo yoimru hegdish yoitze beloi pidyin. That people shouldn't say like this, it'll look very modne. Comes this karka belongs to hegdish. They'll take it away from Hegdish without giving a penny, so it looks like Hegdish Yaitse Belay Pidyin. The Shloyeim Hegdish Yaitse Belay Pidyin. The Goyve Bechoyvei. But really, he's Goyve Bechoyvei. Kedisnam Be'elchim Pekshim Ayisayimim. Hegdish Betishim Monet. A person was Magdish something Betishim Monet by Yechoyvei Meya Monet. Moisif Malve Zeh Al Alvos Aydina Upaydes Anachosam Alolu Miyad Hegdish Bedinner Zeh. V'noitlon Bechoyvei. And he takes it away for his chayv. But didn't the yoy before his time also shlo yoymru hegdish yoytzi beloy pidyin. So memele, we just have now an agamora yisot, that when the loyve is magdish, so let us just think for 1 minute. Did l'chayri be a svore to say punkfakel? The malve has a shibud on the karke. He has a shibud to be a schus to be goive from this karke. Now this shibud is valid cause man it belongs to the loive. So I'm taking away the loive. Lachayah did be a svara to say if he made it hegdish. So now the shibud disintegrates. I only had a schus to be goyve your karka. Now it's kodesh. So my schus becomes bottle. So Rashi says, we don't say that. We say fakel, since I have a shibud, so the hegdish was never chal. Napshat is now it becomes kodesh. No, the hegdish was never chal. So fact, Rashi, we see the Gemara says, punk fakel, that the hegdish is chal. the Hegdish is Chal, and the Shibud disintegrates. The Afal Kav, the Omar Rove, Hegdish, Chometz, Vishichu, Mafkihim, Midei Shibud. Let's talk about Hegdish. So see, so it's Fakert. So if something that was Meshubit becomes Hegdish, so Fakert, so the gather of Shibud is, he has a Schus Gviye, since you can't be Goive from Hegdish. So the Shibud disintegrates. So Ndosh Tefach Fakert, he can't be Magdish. So Trashi, Davke Kedushas Haguf Komarovet. Tavke kedushas haguf kamarove kegoin kainomais oi behemel lekolbin oi beged shepirsoi almeis. Rav is speaking about that a person was matvis akdushas haguf. Person made a neder, a kainem, which is a kedusha, yeshmila bekainomais oi behemel lekolbin. That means, let's say for example, the loive went, the loive that he had a karka that was meshubet to the malve, and then the loive sees he won't be able to pay up. About kuponim, but the malve is a home the karka that's gate him on 11, so he makes a koinim on the karka, that he puts an isa koinim on the karka, that this karka should be also ba'ano to the malve, or be also ano to everyone. So he makes a koinim on the karka. So lechayre, so it says koinim is mafkiyim idei shibut. So now he has a shibut on something that's also bano, so the shibud fakert becomes bottle. The shibud is only, the shibud can fight yeredeya. The shibud only works if in chayshe mishpat he has a right. The shibud is only benichse haloive, that I have a right to take yours. But now became also bano, so I lose my schus gviyah. That is the din, that is the din that hegdish mafkime de shibud. Oy behemel lekob, the same thing, it was meshabed abeheme. And then the loiva was magdashit for a kolb. Oy beged shepirsei al meis. There was a beged that was meshubit for a ksubit. So they went and took this beged and they made a tachichim for a meis. It also gets a din lakdushas aguf. It's also bano. Ki yehidi yevomis ka beitzle de milse de pirsu yasme amisne. Tave mishtabed leksubis haishe. We had a case that a beged was meshubit to the malve, to the isha for haksube, and the yisayimim went, and they were, they put this beged on a mace, of a mishtab l'ksubis isha, d'omarove kanye misne, it becomes also bahano. Avot kdushis domim loyam rine, kdushis domim, we don't say that kdushis domim is mafkia. So lechayre Rashi means to say like this. This is how the Ktzai Sachayshin learns Pshat and Rashi. That Be'emesin Rashi holds that the Cheshbin is fakert. The Cheshbin is if the Hegdish is chal, so memele the Shibud becomes bottle. Fakert, the Yeredeye is goiva over the Chayshin Mishpat. Fakert, if I'll be Yeredeya now, it's Kodesh, it's also Bano, you don't have any Schusei Gviye, so Lemaise the Halacha is, you lose your Shibud. The Yeredeya is Gaiva over the Choshim Mishpat. So Ayah Gemara says that the Loive can't be Magdish, so Koskashi says there's a difference between Kedushas Domim and Kedushas Aguf. Kedushas Domim, Ishki Yagdish, as Beisoy is speaking about Kedushas Domim. Beisa is not Kedushas Aguf, it's only Kedushas Domim. Kedushas Domim is the transferal of my Mominis to Gavoya. So Memele, that's a transferal in Choshen Mishpat. So there we learn that in order to be able to transfer my Momin to Gavoya, it has to be Bershusoy. Ma Beisa Bershusoy, Avkol Bershusoy. That is Kedushas Domim. But Kedushas Aguf is not a transferal. Kedushas Aguf is a tfosas issa. I'm putting an issa on my money. To put an issa on my money, it doesn't have to be bilshusoy in order to put an issa. If it's shaloy, I can also put an issa on it. The minute I put an issa and the issa is chaos, automatically his shibud disintegrates. Now he had a schus to be goyva from me. I have news for you, Rabbi. This is Kodesh. You can't take a dover that's Kaddish, you can't make that yours. So I'll call upon him. This is how Rashi learns Pshat in the Gemara, that the Gemara says, Afilu, according to Rava, that Rava holds that Bishas Halvo, Bishas the Shibud, before the Gvir, it is not considered the moment of the Malve, Birshu Soy, but Al Kaponim it's not considered Birshus Haloiva also. So that's a Dover Muskim. When is there a Machloikis? Ki pligi, the machloikis of Abaye v'rove is as follows. The zovin malve v'kodesh malve. If the malve, before the gviye, before he was goive the karka, he lent the loive money resh chodesh nissen. This man piroin is, it has to be paid up by ear. If by ear it's not paid up, the malve has a schus to be goive the karka. Now the malve was magdish the karke roish chodesh nissen. The zovin malve, the kodesh malve. Abaye omar lemafreya hu goive. That if it's igoli milsa lemafreya, that he wasn't mesalekim bezuzi. It was igoli milsa lemafreya that what? That this karke will be nigve for the choiv. Is kiven de mote zimnei veloi porei, since this man piroin came, and he didn't pay up, he goli milse le mafreye de miikore birshu sei havikoi, that this karke was birshu sei, that it was called birshu sabaylem, birshu samalve, vishapir agdish, vishapir zovin. The Rova Omar Mikanu Lahavu Hu Goive, that no, that you cannot consider that this Karke was Birshus Hamalve Bishas Halvo, since it was always Biyad Haloive to take it away from him by giving him money. The Rova Omar Mikanu Lahavu Hu Goive, so it's when is it called Birshus say, from the Gvi inviter? Given the Ilu Havale Zuzi, because if he would have had money, if the loiva would have had money, I have a misalik lebezuzi. So it comes out that the bailis of the malve before this man gviye is he's not a bailim. He's totally in what the loiva is going to do. The loiva can be misalik him from this kalke. Ishtakach. So the whole time till the gviye, so it's not considered birshus Hamalve, ishtakach dahashte kokonim. The stipler says a yisod in the Chedushi Rabbeinu David Vaistoi Sazoi that the machloikis Abaye v'rove is in one nekude. In order to make a chalois hakno, in order to make a chalois hegdish, you have to have something birshusei. Is it considered enough birshusei to be magdish and to sell? That is the machlokes Abaye v'Rove. If it is his legabi other in Yonim, is very debatable. The meduber over here is about this mos bailis that one needs in order to sell something, in order to be magdish something. For example, there's a man de Yoma that holds that Odom makne dover shaloi b'loilom. There's a man de Yoma that holds that one is able to be makna something that as yet is not his, that will become his. But it is also, you also could do such a thing, which is, we don't paskin like this. We hold you have to possess a certain amount of bailis in order to be able to be makna magdish. Now the shaila is, does the malve have this bishas alvo? Sabaye says, Lamafreya Goiven, we say if he wasn't Misalikim, that's true, he could have been, but Abigolim also Mafreya, that it wasn't that way. So it comes out that his Schus Shibud in the Kalkalam Aisa ended up with Agviyah. So this is enough Bailis to be Magdish and Makne. And Ravis says, no. Ravis says, since he was always biyad aloive, was biyad aloive to be misalik the malva bezuzi, So it is not considered Bershus Amalve in order, so he doesn't have enough bailas in the karka to be makne or makdish. Let us see Rashi. Zogt Rashi, ki pligi da akdish malve besoich hazman es hakarka hameshubed loy. He was makdish the karka hameshubed loy. V'loy higdish es hachoyiv. Not speaking, he was makdish the choyiv. That would be a different parsha. The momentous of the choyiv is one thing. We're not speaking about that. We're speaking about could be that's better, to be magdish to choyiv, that he has a choyiv, for sure. So it could be a choyiv, it could be magdish. But he wasn't magdish to choyiv. Ela ha-kalke, he was magdish to kalke, the shibu that he has in the kalke, that's what he was magdish. V'ashtik shegi azman, v'loi poreze, and yene did not pay up the choyiv, v'hu bolig voise min aloive, he wants to be goive now the kalke from the loive, choyze boi min hegdish, he changed his mind. First he thought the karka wasn't so choshev. Now he comes to the Shas Gvi, he sees it's a very choshev karka. He made a big mistake by being magdish. So now he wants to have charote. Is the shaila, is it too late? Was the hegdish chal or wasn't the hegdish chal? So Rava holds, kiven the ilu havele zuzi le loive biyoim hazman. If the loive would have had money, when the time came to pay, have a misalik leilamalv min a kalke bezuzi. Ishtarkach shleihoya kalke koni loyadaim. You can't consider it was koni loy was bershusoy ella because he was the loyva always had this opportunity, this schus to be misalik bezuzi ella ach shugayva isay bechayva hiniknis loy. So therefore, the hegdish is not chal. That's Svaris Abaye, and Rava holds Nitazoy. So that's Machlokes Abaye v'Rava, Agdish Malve, Zovin Malve. Frag the Gemara, Umi Omar Rava Hochi, did Rava say, Mikan Ulahaba Hugoive? Va Omar Romi Barchome. Now we have here a complicated case. Ruuvein Shemochar Soda Lishimin Ba'achayis. Reuven had a sode, and he sold this sode to Shimon, Ba'achayis. Ba'achayis means that Reuven told Shimon like this. He says, I'll tell you straight out. I owe my Baal Choyv $1,000. This karke is meshubit to my Baal Choyv. I'm telling you straight out. Reuven shemocha sode le Shimon Ba'achayis. He says, listen, but if I hope to pay up my Baal Choyv. So, Mamela, you have nothing but to worry about. But, if I don't pay up my Baal Choyv, and the Baal Choyv will take away this karka from you, so I'm a Kabbalah Achayis to pay you $1,000 for the karka. Reuven Shemochar Soda L'Shimin Bachayis. So he guaranteed Shimon that if his Baal Choyv, if Levi, the Baal Choyv of Reuven, will be goive the karka from Shimon, Reuven will pay for it. Fine. Now, Shimon also had a shtickle problem. Shimon didn't have any money. It's a good deal. It's a guaranteed Mecca, but he didn't have any money. So, Lamaise, so he said, Zokvon Olav Bimilve. Zokvon Olav Bimilve, it means as follows. It's Ki'ilu, he paid him the $1,000 for the Kalka. And I owe you now $1,000. That means Zokvon Olav Bimilve means that I don't owe you the payment of the karka. We consider ke'ilu the karka was paid for. It's my karka. And I owe you $1,000. I owe you a chayv of $1,000. So it comes out, Reuven will owe Shimon $1,000 if the karka will be taken away from Shimon. And Shimon owes Reuven $1,000, never paid yet for the karka. That's the story. Umeis Reuven. Now Reuven died. Now the Baal Choyv of Reuven comes, and he wants to take away this karke from Shimon. Now, Shimon wants the karke, so short. Shimon never paid for the karke, so memele, so trachter, so what's the chilek? I have to pay Sivis Reuven for the karke, I'll pay the Baal Choyv the money for the karke, and I'll keep the karke. So the Baal Choyv came now to Shimon. Levi came to Shimon. He wants to take away the karka. It's meshubetim. Also, Shimon no paise bezuzi. So Shimon came over, listen, you're right, it's meshuba to you. Take $1,000. Leave the kalka for me. He was an for Count Levi was a fine person, and he took the money. So Lachaire, we would look at this din, so it's very posh. He owed $1,000, and finished. Took the Gemara. No, it's weit von posh. The Shimon is afgehakte Tzoris. Dinohu, the Osei B'nei Ruvain, now the B'nei Ruvain can come to the Shimon. For Omri Lei, they'll tell Shimon as follows. For Omri Lei le Shimon, Anan metaltali shavok avun gaboch. So they come to Shimon and they tell Shimon as follows. You know, our father did not leave over any karke. He only left over metaltalim. Umitaltali di yasmi lebalchoi loy mishtabdi. He says, you know what we possessed? We possessed the $1,000 that you owed my father. That's what we owe. That's what we possess. Now these $1,000 are not meshubit to the malve, because metaltali di yasmi, the holding shibud is only if a father leaves over karkois. So then the halacha is that the malve is goyve from the karkois. If the father left over metaltalim, so you can't be goyve from the metaltalim. So they come over to Shimon, and they tell Shimon as follows. Those $1,000 that you gave to the malve was not meshubit to the malve. That you owe us those $1,000. So memela, you gave it to the malve. Very nice of you, I mean, but that means he can never be given those $1,000 from me, Keradin, from you, because that you owe it to us, that's metaltali the yasmi. You gave him the $1,000, very nice, we'll send you a thank you card. But al kaponim is nothing to do with what you owe our father. You owe us $1,000. The karka was sold to you, you never paid up for the karka, and then again, that what our father owes you $1,000, Mavait Nebuch Yisaimin, which don't have any karkois, the Talpli, the Yasmi, Loi Mishtabdi, Lebalchoi. So what we have, we can have $1,000,000 in the bank, but that's Vaita Metalpli, the Yasmi. We don't owe you anything. You didn't owe the Malva the money. You owe us $1,000. And so please pay us $1,000. This is Mamesh and Oilam Choshuch. Badai, like this, we thought it's poshet what he did. But it's right for poshet, he went into a big blotter. And let us just see Rashi. Zot Rashi, Ba'achrayesh shema yitleno balchoiv deruvim b'shemen. When he sold the kark, he was mekabel achrayes, that if his balchoiv will take him from Shimon b'shvil choiv, sheshib deloi ruven, sheshalem oi ruven zem oisav l'shem. Reuven will pay Shimon. He didn't have any karkois to guarantee this chayv. He has money in the bank, but there's no karka to back it up. V'zokvan olav b'milve. Shloihoyo mois l'Shimon. Shimon also didn't have money. Sheposak al sodezil. The money he agreed to pay for the sod he didn't have either. The cost of Leruven Shtar Aleim Veshibet Nechosav Le Aleim. He was Meshabed is Nechosim. I owe you this and this for the Choyv, for the Kark. Umeis Leruven Hamoiche Abo Bal Choyvoi V'Toyr for Mishimin. And he comes now to Mon the Kark from Shimon. V'Dayin Loinos and Shimon Amois Leruven. He didn't pay him yet. V'Loy Le Yisoyimo. So he thought Upaisei Shimon Le Bal Choyv De Leruven Bois Amois. So he thought that he'll pay up, he'll be mefayis, the malva with the money, and lamaise will remain with the kark. Dinu, af al gav, the avu and kibul alei achayis mechirazu. Even though the father was mekabel achayis and this mechira, filohochi yecheilim b'nei ruven lovi al shimin, the loima, they can tell Shimon, anan metaltlin shovik avun gaboch. Our father left over metaltlin. Loi hayisa chayiv olov, Ella Mois, you owed money. You shouldn't have given that money to the Balchoy. לא לאקוון בשביל החייס מחירוסך, and to hold it because of the חייס. ומטלת דייסמי לשיבדום חכם לבעל חייף. We don't owe you anything. From those achayis, since our father did not leave over karka, the karka shall yisayim udamrina balchayiv goyiv oisay, b'chayiv esaviyim. Vishim demichayim chayil shibudi alayim. And the karka of the yisayim udus chala shibud. Well, moish lehoyu be'en lechayil shibudoy michayim alayim. Shein be'en, ein kan loiv. Now that we have money, that is no loiv anymore. לבעלי המויס, תהיינו היסוימים, להיל בזה כלום.